The Baltimore Symphony's principal oboe player, Catherine Needleman, has just put out her first solo CD. It's very exciting. It's on the Genuin label, and this is out of Leipzig, Germany. And it's called Duos for Oboe and Piano. It's such a pleasure to welcome you, Catherine. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Judith.
So really, it's our business here to look at the small print. And I see that you recorded this in the Mendelssohn Hall at the Gewandhaus Leipzig. So how did this project come about in such a legendary venue?
Oh, well, I have to thank my pianist friend, Jennifer Lim, whom I've known for a long time. I can't even remember how long. We met at the Curtis Institute when we were both students there. And she had already recorded there with Genuin in the Gewandhaus. And so they wanted to do a chamber music CD with her. And she asked me to do it. And I was happy to do it. And there we were.
Gosh, it must be just extraordinary to soak up that sense of history in a place like
that. It was amazing, especially because one of the pieces we recorded was premiered on the oboe there. The Schumann Romances actually were given their premiere on the oboe. They were played many times on violin beforehand, but no one could play them on the oboe. And when they were finally premiered, I can't remember how many years, it was like 15 years after they were written, it was done at the Gewandhaus.
Well, that gives me a lovely segue into the repertoire, because if you are planning a repertoire for a recital, that's one thing to sort out the balance of pieces and how they fit together and so on. But if you're doing a recording, it's sort of cast in stone in a manner of speaking. So how did you come up with a repertoire for this?
Well, when you play the oboe, there are honestly not that many great pieces for oboe and piano. But we wanted to do the Schumann Romances and also the Poulenc Sonata because they are some of our most standard pieces. And they're my favorites. So I wanted to pick those. But then I also wanted to put some other pieces that people might not know as well that I also felt were really great. And I wanted to give them a hearing.
So you have built up a bit of a reputation about someone who enjoys experimenting with new music. And I think both of the pieces who fill out this CD fall into that category. Would you agree?
The Pavel Haas is not what I would call new music, but it was written in 1939, so maybe some people would call that new music. People don't know much about Pavel Haas because he was killed in 1944 in Auschwitz. He was a Jewish composer from Czechoslovakia. And I think that Pavel Haas is a composer we would have known tremendously more from if he had not been killed. But this oboe piece was actually written before he was there. And it's a very defiant work. He wrote it right as the Nazis were invading Czechoslovakia.
Tell me about the piece that is new then, that you commissioned in effect.
Sure. That was written by my friend David Ludwig. And he's a composer who has written a number of pieces for me that I've commissioned. Because, as I said, we have hardly any works for oboe and piano. I said, David, can you write something for us? And he did, and I'm really grateful, and I think it's a really neat piece. And even though it's, quote, modern music, it doesn't use a lot of these crazy extended techniques. It just uses the regular oboe and the regular piano. The weirdest thing you have to do is turn and play into the piano in one of the movements, and so it gives it a strange sort of echoey effect. She holds the dampers up, and you can hear the oboe still vibrating in the strings. But otherwise, it's a pretty straightforward, from an instrumental standpoint, it's very straightforward.
This is a lovely new CD, a really interesting mix of music for oboe and piano. And this features the Baltimore Symphony's principal oboe player, Catherine Needleman, along with pianist Jennifer Lim. And this is on the Genuin label out of Leipzig, Germany. It'll be available on Amazon, but if you want more information, you can go on Catherine's website, which is catherinenedleman.com. Congratulations.
Thank you, Judith.